This recording was made in 1990 by David Vickery, who, during the war, was a pilot based at Marks Hall Airfield, just outside Coggeshall.
Of course, apart from the operations, it was rather nice life. We stooged about and played poker and went down to the chapel at Coggeshall. I was able to write to my parents that I'm going down to the chapel again tonight. It was the pub. And one of the chaps I remember most distinctly was a very tall, maybe he's listening to this, very tall warrant officer, wireless off air gunner. He was well over 6 feet. The whites of his eyes were always red. Why, I do not know. He was called Jerry Stone. And I nearly said I loved that man. We're very fond of him. Great joker. Played little ditties on the piano and so on. Great poker player. And on one occasion, he woke me up. Quite early, actually. It must have been about 9:30. And he said he was getting married. There was some gorgeous creature down the village at Coggeshall that he'd met. And God knows where she'd been before. I really don't know. She was a stunning girl. And he asked me to be best man. It was an honour. And anyway, we all shaved and put on our number one blues and went down. The simple ceremony was carried out. And Jerry asked me to come with he and his bride in his little Austin 7 down to the station where the end trained for Cornwall. Anyway, I had the car and I thought, well, this is far too good an opportunity to miss. And that night I said to the chaps, well, so we can all go down in Jerry's car. And I don't know, we got about 7 or 8 of us in the car going down to the chapel, had far too much to drink and singing bawdy songs. And a whole lot of blokes, there were some Aussies, Bingo, Wilson, Ross McClymont, and some Irish chaps and so on. Jojo Heal, the mad Canadian, they said, oh, come on, we can all have a lift back. And we got 17 chaps, I do not lie, 17 chaps in the car, on the roof, hanging on the sides and the back. I never got out of bottom gear. And when we got back to the squadron, like a damn fool, I drove it through the gates and down to the site, which was a concrete path, and down some steps. And, yes, regrettably, it turned to starboard and did a ground loop and rolled over and over, and all the blokes fell off. And when I woke in the morning, looked out the window, thought poor little thing was upside down. It had vomited petrol and oil all over the place, and we had to carry it bodily down the MT section to have it repaired. Yes, that was the fun side of it. Yes, there was a small element of danger, I suppose. There always is in flying.